Time for the River Country Puck Drop. It's for Cal Tire in Peace River, seeing what's going on with the hockey scene in northwestern Alberta. Spirit River's Nolan Yaremko is back playing hockey, this time at Mount Royal University in Calgary. Speaking with Trending 55's Kyle Moore, Yaremko says he's happy to get back on the ice.
Yeah, it's been awesome. I mean, that was kind of a little long haul there without having any games, but we got some good practice in last year, and our team looks a lot different from, I guess, last when we touched the ice there 2 years ago, so it's been awesome here. Yeah, just to play some games and be with the guy we get on the ice, it's been awesome.
And before you went to Mount Royal University, you played a few years in the Western Hockey League with the Tri-City Americans. How was that like for you?
It was awesome. I didn't really know, kind of being from Spirit River, getting drafted to a team down in the States, wasn't really sure what it would kind of look like. But I'm very grateful for my time there, all the people there, and the amount of good players that came through that program. It was something special. So I'm very fortunate to have been able to play in Tri-City, and I really enjoyed my time there. It's a great organization.
And getting back to what you're doing nowadays at Mount Royal University, I understand you're studying for a business major. I guess what made you decide to do that, and how's that been going for you?
Yeah, it's been going good. I actually just declared a finance major last year. It's been going well, and honestly, there wasn't much really else I wanted to do here at Mount Royal, and I kind of took a couple of business classes as soon as I got here, and I really enjoyed kind of the finance and accounting side of it, so I ultimately chose finance, and it's been going great. I mean, there's great professors here that help you out, and I've been learning a lot, so I can't complain at all.
Now, when it comes to when you were sort of growing up in Spirit River, what were kind of your, sort of your main hockey influences there in the community?
I think, honestly, my older brother. We grew up playing. We're 2 years apart, so I got to play with him sometimes, I guess, once every couple of years. And honestly, the Spirit River Rangers growing up, it feels like they're in the NHL when you're a little kid, so just seeing some older players playing, it was a great community for it, and I had a lot of friends that played, so we really kind of got in it together, and yeah, I would just say my older brother would probably be the biggest influence. I was trying to keep up with him, and yeah, see where he went.
And we know sometimes hockey players can be kind of creatures of habit a bit, especially when it comes to getting ready for games. Now, when it comes to you, what's kind of sort of the pregame routine you go through before every game?
Yeah, sometimes we have morning ice, so sometimes we hit the ice in the morning and then have a little lunch and a little bike and stretch, and I kind of, not so much as the exact same thing every day, but I like to eat kind of similar foods and kind of little habits like that. But then show up to the rink a couple hours early and try to prepare for the game, and yeah, just being ready with a nice coffee on my side.
Hey, you kind of mentioned a little bit about food there. What's kind of the, I guess, go-to pre-game meal for you that you'd like to go for?
I like just some chicken and some rice, and I guess a little salad or some cooked vegetables is usually my go-to. Makes me feel the best in my mind anyway. It varies from people to people.
Yaremko currently leads the Cougars in scoring with 14 points in the team's first 8 games. The Northwest Junior Hockey League is well underway for the 2022 season. The Grand Prairie Kings had the best record last weekend, winning their 2 games over North Peace and Fairview. Currently, Fort St. John leads with 29 points. Grand Prairie has 18. Sexsmith and Fairview each have 17. Dawson Creek has 14, and North Peace has 9 points. There are 3 games each on Friday and Saturday in the league this weekend. The Grand Prairie Storm of the Alberta Junior Hockey League continue to struggle despite picking up 3 of 4 points this past weekend. The Storm currently sit 8th in the North Division standings, 4 points behind Sherwood Park. The Storm played 2 in Bonnyville this weekend. The Peace River Colts under 13 AA team are continuing their season despite a 1-9 record. The Colts play Saturday at home to Fort Saskatchewan. The Peace River Sabres under 15 AA team are continuing with their season despite a 2-7-1 record. The Sabres play Saturday at home to Leduc and Sunday in Whitecourt. The Peace River Royals under 18 AA team continue with their hockey season. The Royals at 5-4-2 play Saturday in Morinville and Sunday in Whitecourt. The High Prairie Red Wings of the Greater Metro West Hockey League continue to roll along. The Red Wings are 14-0 and have 2 home games this weekend. Friday, they play Slave Lake. Saturday, they play the Northern Alberta Tomahawks. That's the River Country Puck Drop for Cal Tire in Peace River. Traction and control, you can feel just that with a new set of tires from Cal Tire. Visit Terry and the crew for parts, service, and of course, the perfect wheels and rubber. Cal Tire on the West Hill in Peace River. A reminder, the previous episodes of the River Country Puck Drop can be found on our website, rivercountry.fm, or through the River Country app. For the River Country Puck Drop, I'm Keith Hopper.